here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in this town called Washington, D.C. And it's a bright, sunny day outside, Samantha Paxson from Co-op Financial Services.
I need my sunglasses.
almost. Well, with my lights and stuff here, too.
I know,
who
right?
knows? Who knows? How are you? How's the show going for you?
It's great.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's been fun. I'm a little tired.
Yeah,
I think we're about that point.
But
it's been really, really good.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. And you guys have quite the booth in there again this year. So you guys really do it upright each year.
Integration is innovation.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about enhancing the client experience. So give us a quick intro on what you mean by this. I think we kind of get a superficial level of it, but let's go a little bit deeper here. What do you mean here?
Well, we know that banks, 85% of banks are investing in digital transformation.
Yeah.
And what that means is that when we digitize our business, that's going to really evolve the entire way that we deliver as financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
If we have kind of our 20th century way of operating, and then we completely digitize in a 21st century way of operating, you have to think about how your service model changes, how your technet, your back-end infrastructure changes, how data flows through all of it. And that entire way that your member engages with you is going to be different. So what we're focusing on, our members and our clients want to access their finances in every channel possible.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really integrating all of those channels and designing the experience around that so it will be seamless and secure and really member first. So at Co-op, we've been really focused on ensuring that everything that we do is from that client lens and from that member lens. So it's my job to design our service experience and work side by side with our CIO, Nick Calcanes, to make sure that our technology, our data, our service, and all of the ways that those are designed are specifically with the member and the client in mind.
Well, I'm hearing more and more about the challenge of, you start a loan application on your mobile phone, and then you stop it, then you have to pick it up on your desktop, and then you go into the branch, and it all has to be this seamless transactional experience, and that's the big challenge with being digital these days.
Absolutely, and you just said the word transactional. We, as consumers, expect that you're going to anticipate what I need, you're going to know what I need, and it's customized to me. And that the base expectation is that we should be able to engage with any channel anywhere and have it know you and understand you and feed what you specifically need. And that's a difficult transition to make when we've been operating in a kind of analog way. Our members are expecting that we deliver in a way that is algorithmic. And that's something that it's kind of hard to wrap our minds around.
Yeah. Are we getting spoiled by going on sites like Amazon or Airbnb or things like that because of the it's so easy to use?
You know the answer to that question.
I'm asking you.
Yes, absolutely. That is the base expectation.
Yeah.
So we tend to think of things, actually a lot of businesses, it is not just in credit unions or financial services. We think of things in their individual silos, their individual channels, and we're even set up. We have our lending department and our new member or member service, retail banking. It's all kind of in their own separate categories. And what we need to think about are things as an ecosystem. How do these things connect? Because your members, they don't think about you in these different channels, and I've got my ATM over here and my credit card over here and my digital banking over here. It's all mixed together.
Yeah, and they expect it to work.
Absolutely. That's table stakes. And if we're going to really compete, we have to put the experience and the way that we are really analyzing how we deliver. We have to leverage data and think about technology and be really intentional about that design. And if we're going to compete, that's what we've got to do.
So where are we falling short? Where are financial institutions, credit unions in this case, where are they falling short in this area?
I think we're a bit in a wait and see mode.
Okay.
I see a lot of credit unions that are hustling around this, and I do see a lot of credit unions that are more cautious or As Teresa said, Teresa Freeborn today gave a wonderful presentation on the CUNA Awareness Group, and she said, you know, in credit unions, the sun is shining. There's things are good. However, we need to be vigilant about racing towards what's next.
Yeah.
And really being vigilant, intentional, and really racing toward what excellence means right now and in the future.
Yeah.
And credit unions, we're a cautious bunch, and this is not the time to be bold.
And this is the time not to rest on your laurels, because when times are good, that's the time to put that foot on the accelerator and keep going forward.
Absolutely.
So how does data and analytics, how do they play into enhancing the member experience today? Because we're talking about this incessantly now.
It's critical. Data is oil, it's gold, it's air, it's electricity. It is the main driver of our businesses. Mm-hmm. It's how you know your members.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't access your data, analyze your data, help use it to design solutions and services and an experience that would be completely custom to each member and anticipatory to each member, if we don't do that, we will fail. Data is critical, and we're seeing more and more data scientists be added to teams. We actually just added an extremely talented data scientist, Fotis Constantinidis.
All right.
He is on Shazi Amanis's product and strategy team. He is managing all of our fraud solutions. So data is a wonderful use case. Fraud is a wonderful use case for using data and machine learning and AI. I think one of the last times we spoke, I had just come from Money 2020, the artificial intelligence sessions were packed to the gills because everyone is trying to see how do we harness this speed and excellence and accuracy with data, and AI is really the way that we're going to be
doing that.
So data and analytics are absolutely crucial to the growth of our space.
Like you said, it's air to us, you know.
It absolutely is.
Man, you can't do anything without it now.
It's got to be part of our strategy.
So how is Co-op working with credit unions to help them enhance the member experience? What are you guys doing to enhance that experience?
We're doing a heck of a lot.
Yeah?
We're in the solutions and service side. Data and insights are a major pillar of our overall strategy. We're focusing on client centricity, digital, data, and continuous improvement. And on the solutions and service side, we are implementing machine learning on the fraud side of the house and the experience side of the house. My role has completely changed. I'm now the Chief Marketing and Experience Officer, and I lead our I'm the head of strategy for our co-creation councils. So we have three councils. One is made up of credit unions across the country. One is focused on strategy, one's focused on experience, and one's focused on solutions design. And those teams are working side by side. There's 70 credit unions working side by side with us.
70?
Yes.
Wow.
To co-create the future of our system of co-op, which is their network, their financial services system. So they're working side by side with us to really use the assets that we have and design the experience that they want to see and that their members want to see.
Gotcha.
And then Nick Calcane's team is, we have 100 plus developers working on our entire ecosystem to have all of that data and the entire technology architecture, have that experience be designed and architected in a way that is truly client-centric. So it is pretty much our entire focus at Co-op is the experience of our clients and ensuring that it's absolutely world-class for our members.
Well, you're preaching to the choir when you're talking to credit unions about service and experience because the vendors, you included, have to live up to that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so there's a... Well, there's a high bar.
It's interesting. I mean, that's why it is a high bar. And we're credit unions have always been about service. We're about people helping people. And one of the unique attributes of credit unions, something that you talk to any one of the CEOs or leaders that are here from the credit union space and ask them, why should someone join a credit union? And it's because of the service. But we have to think about what does service mean today and tomorrow?
Well, that's where the analytics comes in.
And when you think about that, that's why our Think Conference is focused on the race to excellence. Mm-hmm. Consumer behavior keeps that expectation for each consumer keeps rising. Technology keeps shifting. When you have those things continually going up and up and up, how do you respond? How do you get out in front of that? And that's what we're really going to be attacking this May at the Think Conference.
So at last year's Think, it was all about digitization.
Yes,
let's introduce this to you. Let's let's do this. What this year, you better be doing digital or else you're going to be in the digital dust.
Okay. Yes, it's about the how. That's why it's the race to excellence. Okay. How do we do that?
Right, okay.
How do we look at, we have to, it's a foregone conclusion, you have to digitally transform.
Oh, yeah.
But the question is, man, this is, how do we do this?
Exactly.
And what we're seeing, you know, what's happening in Europe with PSD2, the regulatory body that's focusing on open banking, we have to think about how does that apply in our environment and what should we be doing in the credit union space, and then how does that apply to our mission?
Right.
So those are things that we're going to be really attacking, that we are attacking right now at Co-op and thinking about at Think. So we're excited for all of the attendees to come
and explore that
with us.
Indeed. It should be exciting. Last question for you, because I know you got a busy, busy schedule, but what do you want to take back from here? What are you learning here that you want to take back to Co-op and implement?
The wonderful thing about CUNA GAC is that it gives us such a real-time live environment to hear what's on the minds of all of our credit union leaders. And it's been wonderful to participate. I'm a new foundation, National Credit Union Foundation board member.
Well, that's right. Yeah, congrats.
And to really dig in and get deep into the fabric of the mission. That's the focus of that group, and to layer that on top of what's happening within financial services and technology and all of those shifts, and then see how we're building awareness. We just talked about the awareness group today. I'm a participant in, I'm part of that council, the Awareness Council. And so what I get excited about is when you bring all of those things together, when you're looking at our heart and our mission, when you're looking at how do we advance our technology, and we say, how do we get that word out to all of our prospective members out there?
Yeah.
It's really exciting. It's great to be here, and I'm really loving the engagement with all of the attendees. It's exciting to have 5,000 plus credit union leaders all in one spot. So
pretty
impressive. Something that everybody should be coming to.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time, Samantha, as always.
So happy to be here.
Well done,
thank
and
you.
I think it's time for lunch.
Yes.
You got it. All right, good job. Thank you very much.